The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Just taking in how you are in this moment. Whatever is easily available to know in your experience. Like starting in the meditation just from where you are, acknowledging, connecting with whatever is present right now. Seeing if that connection with whatever is obvious or whatever's present right now can be held in a way that is curious, interested, and not judgmental, not judging what's here, but just receiving it, allowing it to be as it is. I often find at the beginning of a period of meditation, it's helpful to start with just acknowledging how I am, because if I jump in right away and start trying to be with the breath, I often will miss some subtle or not so subtle even energy or holding or tension that's actually asking to be seen. Held in this space of kind attention. Whatever is here has arisen because of conditions and opening to that with mindfulness, without the judgment in there, without a judgmental attitude about what's here. It's kind of like a way to really hold ourselves with kindness. Whatever's here belongs. Whatever's here can be met. Nothing rejected. This attitude of allowing what's here to be here. Kind attention, a loving awareness. This allowing is an expression of love for ourselves. Full opening to allowing what is here to be here. And as we come into that attitude, perhaps, of kind attention, may be helpful for some. It can be helpful to orient towards a kind attention of the body and breath. One of the most obvious areas of our experience, in a place which our body holds so much of the stress and suffering of our experience. Holding it with this kind attention can allow it not to be exacerbated, but actually can, it's like holding it in a warm embrace or friendly connection. We have such an attitude or a habit of getting things done or doing things right. And for this time, there's full permission to just be yourself and be with yourself. Be with your body. Not judging it or condemning it or holding on. Be with your breath as it is showing up. Just a breath. You don't have to look at the breath, to dive into it, to figure out any details about it. Just what's obvious. The Buddha encouraged us to, when breathing in, just know we're breathing in. It can be that simple. What is arising in this moment, whether it's bodily experience, whether there's the awareness of the breath or feelings or hearing. The teachings of the Buddha encourage us, the Buddhist teachings on mindfulness encourage us to know it just as experience. A breath as a breath. It's just a breath. Feelings as feelings. Just feelings. This perspective, the Buddha used the phrase, being aware of the body as a body, feelings as feelings, moods or states of mind as moods or states of mind. Might sound like that's cold or clinical, but the experience of that is very intimate, connected. The idea of it as my body, something I need to do something with or fix or change, all of that extra thoughts about it being my body, what I need to do about it, is in the way of that intimacy. Kind of separates us from our direct meeting of experience. And so while that phrase, but being with the body as a body, may sound kind of cold or clinical, the experience of attending in that way has this quality of friendliness, of loving attention. And so exploring in your meditation this perspective of allowing what's here to be here. You're welcome to attend to your experience in whatever way you're most familiar with. Remembering this allowing perspective. Whatever is arising and being known. Can be known as experience.